Hi guys, Joanne Renica here, and I play Thuli Dlamini on Black Tax, and I'm about to answer some of your questions. Question one, how does it feel to be back for a second season? It is the best feeling. Number one, because our show got a second season and not a lot of shows do, so that's an honor in and itself. And number two, I got to reunite with my family members. It's been like a family reunion on set every day. It's so much fun. I'm beyond excited for people to get to see season two. Question two, what are we likely to see from your character this time? Finally, they address Thuli's love life. We know from season one that it is non-existent and that she's too busy raising her child and taking care of her family. But in this season, she kind of lets her hair down a little bit and has a bit more fun. I don't know, and I can't say too much about how that's gonna go. Question three. What steps have I taken to ensure my character has grown or developed since the first season? Luckily, as an actor, I didn't actually have to do too much on that because the script writers are so delicate and so thoughtful when it comes to the progression of the actors. So they have scripted her in a certain way where you will pick up that she has grown and she's facing new problems, and with challenges comes growth. So, yeah. Question four, what initially drew you to the script and project, and how are you hoping this new season will be received? First of all, when the Rouse House Productions call, you answer. They are the best people to work with. They understand young artists and they treat us like grown adults. Number two, it is a comedy, and I was sick and tired of being in these tragic characters all the time, and people didn't even know that I had a funny bone. So I got to stretch my funny bone in this part. In season two, we have new characters, a new family, and that is the exciting part for season two that I can't wait for viewers to see. Question five. What is it about this show that makes it good and worth a watch? It is touching on a very common and very relatable topic, which is black tax. It doesn't matter what race or age you are, you can absolutely relate to being the breadwinner, and you don't only take care of yourself, you take care of everyone around you, those that come before you, those that have helped you get to where you are right now. So everyone can find something in the show that talks directly to them. And this is our hope when we make the show. Question six. What would I say to urge someone who hasn't seen the show to give it a try? I would say, would you like to watch your family on TV? Yes and no. And if the answer is yes, I come and invite you to watch Black Tax. You can start in season one and then come over to season two. It is a slice of real black family life on TV. It's so relatable. You'll find one character that reminds you either of yourself or someone you know in your family. So that is the big reason why I'd tell people to watch. Seven, what would I say to urge someone who hasn't seen the show to give it a try? I think South Africa has always been known for its amazing comedic shows. We've created some of the best since a long time ago. Recently, we don't have that much choice when it comes to comedy. And unfortunately, we do have a lot of dramas, and they're all tackling such hard hitting and heavy topics. So if you just want to let your hair down and relax and get a giggle, something you can watch with your kid and your mom, no cringe moments, this is the show for you. Question eight, how easy or difficult is it just to carry a sitcom and make sure that the humor translates and is picked up by the viewer? It is not that difficult to be a lead in a comedy. I mean, comedy, it is hard in its own way because there's timing and you need to completely comprehend what the line is trying to say and deliver it in that type of way so that the joke makes sense and you don't kill the joke. But I don't feel like a lead on the show. I feel very supported and equal to all my co-stars, and we get treated in that way. So it's a team effort to make the show as easy and as fun as it will be and as it is. Last question, what can we expect from you beyond this season of Black Tax? Other than Black Tax, I am still riding with my show, The Estate, that plays Monday to Friday on SABC3. And next year, I'm going to be shooting Side Dish Season 2. Anyone who saw Season 1 will know why this is a big deal. These are some of the most dangerous characters on TV screen that have been created. And I'm excited to get to step into those shoes again. So busy, busy, busy. But this is what we prayed for, and this is what we worked for. So I am beyond grateful. Thank you.